Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella here with Jill. She's going to join us quickly in an impromptu quick motion of Jill's, what would I call it, Jill? I would call it your... Jill had a feeling, so now we're doing this live.
I had a feeling.
We're doing our podcast live.
Yep.
And video, so.
Yep, we're going crazy now. So we're doing this. We're recording show number 400 this week, by the way. So it's about time we just go crazy.
This is 397.
This is 397.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to fail at your very first mailer.
Yep.
It's interesting that this came about because people think that they're failing, but they're not. The vast majority of all, 99.999% of us are doing fantastic at this. There's a couple people that are having some issues, so we decided to do a whole show on it just to help them out. So this is how you fail at your first mailer.
Yeah, we'll help you with that.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of the members on landacademy.com. It's free.
Okay, cool. All right. Luke asks this question. I hear people talking about segmenting their buyers' lists all the time, and I figured I would do it too. But then I got to think about it and wondered why it's really that important. I have properties for sale in Oregon, Virginia, and North Carolina, and I figured I would segment my buyers' list by state to start out. Wouldn't you want to get as many eyes on each email as possible, though? I'm on the buyers' list for other land flippers who have their buyers' list segmented by state, and I don't like it. It makes it hard to make sure I'm getting the emails for all the properties they have available. For the seller's end, it seems like a lot of trouble with no real reason. What do you think?
This is a fantastic question.
It's a long question.
It is a long question. And what he's getting at is when a buyer logs onto a website to take a look at a piece of property, I don't care if it's an apartment for rent, a house to potentially buy, an apartment building, or in our case, land. Everybody looks at it differently.
It's
everyone.
True.
I love to look at property based on price per acre.
Right.
And I love to look at houses and apartment apartments based on price per door or cap rate, and houses price per square foot. So, and then it all doesn't matter. None of it matters unless you can see it on a map.
Exactly.
What it's in, you know, what it's in relation to. Is it close to the ocean? Is it close to the mountains and on?
Right.
Is it in the right school system? So to answer your question, Luke, you got to give it to them every single way they want it. You need to have the buyer decide how they want to review the real estate you have for sale.
Right.
And if you're seeing a trend, the reason that you're leaning toward it doesn't matter to sort by state.
Right.
The reason you're leaning toward that is because you're probably doing it correctly. You're selling property to wholesale, or you're selling it to wholesalers. You're wholesaling it out to people who are going to resell it, and they're buying it solely based on
the numbers.
Its price.
That's the right way.
And that's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are that's the exact customer that you want to attract.
Exactly.
So if it's not, if you don't have the technology, fortunately we do at Landpin, we do this for you. So the buyer, not at this exact moment, cannot do that, but we are literally, we've got people working on it to expand that functionality. So but if you to wrap it up, if you're seeing a trend, and you are, that your buyers are looking at the property based on price, then give it to them that way.
Right.
You know, an unintended consequence is that if someone logs on and takes a look at your property and they don't like the way that they can see it, they're not it's not for them.
Exactly.
They're not the right customer for you.
That's very true.
I know for a fact, Luke, what, this guy sells, what, 50, 60 properties a month?
I think it's the other Luke.
Oh, okay.
we have several Lukes.
Oh, I know who this
group.
Is.
Yeah,
sure. Oh, I mean, as well.
But they're both rock stars.
They're both killing it. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we probably have other Lukes that we don't even cover.
Luke 2's not. He's just not in. He hasn't been in it as long as Luke 1.
Right.
But he will be. It'll work.
It's a
working.
Luke thing.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to us on thelandacademy.com.
Yep.
Today's show is called How to Fail at Your First Mailer. why the hell would you put, this is Jill, I'm saying what Jill's thinking right now. Why the hell would you put the word fail in a title?
I actually, you know what's funny? You think that I hate all the negative words, but I particularly like this show. And I really like it based on the stuff that we talked about when I got back in town from New York the other day, about some of the conversations that you had with people last week and some people that are frankly doing it wrong.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to talk about. So I actually like this, and I'm all in. I have some good things to share about why I think.
Go ahead, lead it
some
on.
People are failing, and okay. So I will happily share what I think. My number one thing that I think people are why they might be failing in their first mailer is that they are sending offers. Let me back up. So what our members are doing, our people are doing, we're teaching them how to send real offers to sellers that they have targeted that might be receptive to these offers to sell their property. Great.
Yeah, they're owners. They're unsolicited offers in the mail.
Mm-hmm. To people with property that they've identified that they want and all that good stuff. So anyway, I think the number one thing is that some people are sending offers that are unrealistic and sometimes even less than $100, and that really bugs me, you know?
Yeah.
So if I got an offer in the mail and it wasn't even worth my time and it's not even worth going to pay for me to go out to dinner or something nice,
yeah,
you know, for selling my property, even though I know it's not worth that much, you know, I'm going to toss it. It's a waste. So that's a waste of time and energy and money and I just, not good.
What Jill's saying is they're not pricing it properly.
Yeah.
What they're doing is seriously bottom fishing, mm-hmm. just to see what's going to happen, and then they wonder why it doesn't work. So
exactly.
What happens in our group is we use a tremendous number of statistics and characteristics to identify what sellers are logical sellers, assessed value, land value, improvement value, a lot of pretty sophisticated stuff.
Right.
That's why it works. And that's why our members who methodically plan out an offers to owners campaign, why it
right.
works.
Exactly.
We have a couple people in our group who are not thinking it through. They're just slapping it together and sending out offers for like $50.
Right.
$50 or $80 or even $10. I mean, it's just, and then they're wondering what the hell.
Why no one bit. Well, so, I would go, you've got to be kidding me. It's not worth my time to even open the mail.
I mean, to get back to answering the question of the title, I mean, why, how to fail at your first mailer campaign, number one is price it improperly.
Right.
That is absolutely the single biggest factor.
Thank you.
For why this fails.
Yep.
You know, you have to price it properly. You would never send, speaking of New York, like yesterday,
right.
You'd never send an offer out for, you know, $1,000 to buy a skyscraper and expect someone to sign it.
It's like, that's like $10 for a piece of property. That's silly.
Right.
Yeah. So
you really need to methodically price it. And for instructions on how we price property, just go over to Landic. It's beyond the scope of this live
show.
Event here. How we price it is explained in great detail on Land Academy and Success Plan.
Exactly. We want to hear my second one?
Yes.
All right. So
please.
My second one is... not being ready. Another way to fail is not being ready and have some cash on hand to act when these offers come back
right.
in. You don't just plan to what we call option them, which is, you know, option the property. Like, hey, I want to buy. I'm agreeing to buy it at this price within 90 days because the person really doesn't have the cash or whatever circumstance. You want to have cash on hand. And I tell people this, you want to be properly prepared.
Through.
Exactly.
You want to follow whatever you're promising in the offer.
Yeah.
Close by this date, this amount of cash.
Yeah.
Be able to follow through.
Exactly.
And be able to return the call.
Exactly.
That's my number two.
Mm-hmm.
You're just not prepared when you send the offers out, regardless. Mm-hmm. Let's say you even did price it wrong. Let's assume you priced it right.
Right.
You're going to get a lot of calls back.
Exactly.
And you're going to get a lot of people sending stuff back in the mail signed.
Yeah, and they're excited and ready to follow through. And if you can't do that, that's poor planning.
Yeah, and then you wonder why you didn't buy any property. So
right.
That's fantastic. Exactly, Jill.
Thank you.
You know, and then another reason that people fail at their first offer is because they test it. They send out 400 or 500 offers. They don't do the homework on where they should send it.
You bingo.
Know, we send it to relatively rural areas
right.
and scrape the bottom price-wise. I don't mean 25 cents price-wise, logically priced.
Do you know what's funny? We say scrape the bottom, but it's really not scraping the bottom. Even though we say that, we do send legitimate...
It's 20 to 40% of retail.
Yeah. I mean, but they're reasonable offers.
Yeah.
So,
and we have a bottom. I mean, I never send an offer out ever under any circumstance with a dollar amount less than $500.
Right. So let's be cool. But you just tapped into my third one.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was good. So my third one is, when you say, test the market, you said, how do your homework kind of thing. And my thing is not having any education, meaning not doing your homework, not thinking about this, not putting a lot of thought into this. You don't have to be in our world. There's lots of ways around there that you can learn how to do this. A lot of people are listening to our show and are doing this, and they're not in our world, and we're helping them, and I love that. So spend some time on this. Learn about this. You know, make sure you're doing it right, because if you don't, you're wasting your time, you're wasting your money, you're wasting your energy, you know.
Well, you get frustrated, you know.
Yeah. You want to succeed.
Bigger Pockets, which we have no affiliation with, is packed full of frustrated new real estate investors because nobody's giving them good advice.
Right.
Buying a house and renting it out is maybe one of the most difficult, set yourself up to fail ways to invest in real estate.
Especially for a brand new.
Yeah.
People walk in thinking, brand new, I can do this. No, there's a lot to it, you know. Learn from somebody else, you know.
It's not hard. Mm-hmm. It's methodical, it takes some patience, and you have to plan.
Exactly.
You need a website for people to go back to when they get that letter to check you out.
Right.
It's the same way that you buy anything, right? You don't, well, most of us don't.
Exactly.
If you're under 40, you wouldn't even think about buying anything before you did a little bit of research on your phone to see if it's priced right or is this the same
way? Wait, back up. If you're under 40, under 40 or over 40?
Under.
If you're under 40...
Because they were born with a silicon chip in their mouth.
Oh. They're not looking at Consumer Reports. I can say that.
God. If you're under 40, there used to be this thing called Consumer Reports.
I'm like, where are they doing their due diligence? Do they think they really do that? I don't know. Now I have a question about that.
Before you went to buy a car, you used to go to Consumer Reports to see what the guys on the test track
are. Or Car and Driver.
Now you just go to Amazon and just... You get the truth in 13 seconds about anything.
I do that. Well, that's my question. I'm curious if the under 40 crowd does that. I hope they do. I do look for the reviews. Make sure it's highly reviewed, all that good stuff. But I don't know where we got went on that. But anyway.
Every time I'm in Best Buy or Fry's Electronics, everybody is standing there looking. They're looking at a product on a shelf, but they're standing there looking at their phone.
I thought they were trying to price beat it, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, just seeing if it works, you know.
Exactly. Well, that's true. Yeah, I am looking at the reviews, and I'm going, look, it's $5 cheaper, and it's free if I do it on Amazon. So I often do that because I don't want to take it. I don't have to carry it around. It's all good.
So another mistake I see people doing with offers to owners or sending offers to owners is licking the envelope and putting a stamp on it. So
thank you,
while
Jack.
While it seems like you're saving money and time, you're not. You need to find a bulk mail company that runs the addresses through software.
Right.
And handles all of that for you. It's way, way, way cheaper. And you don't buy a printer and all that stuff. I mean, not to mention the fact that you're going to get a bunch of properties. You're going to get a bunch of letters back that's, return to sender. Because the addresses aren't any good.
True.
With a bulk mail, you've got to run it through some software and
they save scrub it. That way. They get that bad stuff out of there. They make sure it's deliverable. Oh, yeah. There's so many ways that saves money, right? So,
and then finally on my list, my mental list of how to fail at this, is they use a list.
Oh, that's true. I like that. Hey,
you need to tap into
a
database and create. See, here's the thing. Here's a problem with the list.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Number one, you don't know how old or new the data is.
Right.
That's a problem. But the real problem is that you don't know if they're logical buyers. So let's say you somehow pull a list. You go to the county and you get a list. You pay $50. They send you a CD like it's 1984. You put it in the computer and you pick out 50 people that you want, or 500 or some number. Let's say you send it to all of them.
Right.
What you're doing is you're not scrubbing the data and using assessed value and a bunch of other statistics to logically make a good decision about, who should get an offer.
Exactly.
You're spraying the whole thing. You're setting yourself up to fail is what you're doing. So
I love you have the best little things that just come out.
Spraying the whole thing?
Yeah. Don't even going to go there. Don't.
Oh my gosh.
Just pass on. Keep going. Just keep going. Just the things that you think that I come up with the funny things, but it's really you. So that's good.
If you're methodical about this and you take some time and care about it and treat it with the respect that it deserves, you're going to make a fortune.
Yep.
That's the thick of it.
Yep.
But if you just flippantly slap it all together and just to see what happens, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
How's that for simplifying it?
I know. And the big picture is we don't want you to be discouraged. We want you to succeed.
Yeah.
So that's why we're doing this show. We don't want you to fail. We want you to know what you need to do it right. And we want you to have some success. And we want you to, sure, there's going to be little things that you'll goof up on, but you'll recover and you'll go, all right, I forgot to take that out of my, when I was, you know, scrubbing down my data. Now I'll remove that, or now I'll add that in, because that would have been something that would have made my offers better.
Right.
So we want you to succeed. We want you to get some good properties out of it and make some money.
So before you send that mailer out, go on to Success Plan and ask a million questions. So yeah. All of our members are there. It's totally free.
Mm-hmm.
About this or houses or anything or investing in general, go to Success Plan. It's a forum. And say, hey, I'm thinking about sending this offer here. How many should I? Am I making a huge mistake?
Exactly.
If you're a member, you can. I'll personally on Wednesday. You can schedule a call. I will personally go over with you live on the.
Love that.
On Skype, and we'll look at your spreadsheet together and price it. Every Wednesday, my schedule gets packed.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll do it about properties that, if you're thinking about buying a property, you can do that too.
Yep.
If you're a member.
I love that. Jack will actually go into your, you can share with him your spreadsheet, and he'll actually go in and say, I'll make another column right here, and here's how I would price it. So, I mean, that's priceless information.
Here's some good stats. Jill and I have sent over 2.4 million letters out. I checked.
Crazy.
Tell me that.
Oh.
And then last month, RealQuest said our members downloaded 280,000 records.
Wow.
So this is working.
It's working.
We sent out, I don't know, I think our letter company, bulk mailer company, where we get a huge discount, said it was the first month we've used them, and we sent out 40 as a group.
Wasn't even a full month.
65,000 letters.
Yeah, it wasn't even a full month.
February when we started this.
I mean, that's a lot of mail. Just quickly throwing
half
it together.
January, sorry.
Yeah, that was not very many people, and that was a lot. That was really good. I'm excited to see the stuff. Yep. Cool.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information that's me.
And inspiration that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy a property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I wonder if anybody's watching this at all.
I have no idea. I don't know. No, what's funny is we're going to get sunburned on one side here.
I know, I was wondering. It's hot.
I know.
We're going to get sunburned. People back east are...
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, New York. I was there yesterday. I actually went through de-icing yesterday to get out of there. We had a not long delay. Thank goodness. It was about an hour and a half. So we got very lucky. But I was there all last week, and it's better here. So I'm good.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.